Parshas Mikach begins Vaimikach Nasim Yamim Farcholim Vino Medala Yaor. So it says after 2 days, as it were, Shnasim Yamim, 2 full years, as it were, of days, Pharaoh dreamt, and behold, he dreamt by the river. First part of Paro's dream was that the fat cows were sitting by the riverbank, and that the lean cows came and ate them. So, Mistama, this was the dream of every despot. In other words, I'm in charge, I'm the fat cow. And the proletariat, they're going to come up and they're going to eat me up alive. They're going to finish me off. So this was what Paro was dreaming. But yet, everybody's giving him, oh, you're going to conquer 7 provinces, you lose 7 provinces, you'll have 7 children, you lose 7 children, you'll marry 7 wives, you'll lose 7 wives. Everybody's coming up with all sorts of explanations for him. None of them went. Then he had another dream, a similar dream. And finally, Yosef was called from the prison. And Yosef, it said, had the exact same dreams as Paro. In other words, not similar dreams, but the exact same dreams as Paro. And when Paro told over Yosef the dreams, he changed key points. And so Yosef, when he was able to interpret the dreams correctly, it was Bedafka because Paro tried to mislead him and tried to harm him. And it was those things through which he tried to mislead him that gave Joseph the insight in order to interpret the dreams. Yosef at Tzaddik, it was his time to get out. It was his time for his Yeshua. And he was 12 years in prison, 10 years for speaking Lashon Hara against each of the brothers, 1 year for each brother, and then 2 extra years because he put his trust in the Sarah Mashkim. And I've heard all sorts of things going on. Again, today, Baruch Hashem, President Trump agreed that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people, and we're going to move the embassy. People sending letters, he's as great as Cyrus. I've seen some stuff. The Rebbeinu Shalom has been waiting for us. Our dreams are what they are. And when it's time for Yeshua, which seems to be coming closer and closer, it has to be coming closer, the Yeshua is coming. So we want to just remind ourselves that Yosef made a mistake. He put his trust in the Sarah Mashkim and he was stuck in jail 2 more years. Same thing with us. We have to realize that the reason things are happening positively for us is because we're eliminating the reason why the simple base, second base of Mikdash was destroyed, which was Sinas Chinam. And we can't forget that. And we can't start fighting among the Jews. Is Trump great? Is he not great? Is it the beginning of the base of Mikdash? The end of it? Forget about it. The fact of the matter is that there's a Seder Olam that the Rebbeinu Shalom has, that the Almighty, he has his own time schedule. But it's up to us, for us to cure the deficit of the destruction of the Second Temple. And we do that to Rebbeinu Shalom. We'll finally build the Bais HaShlishi, and the ultimate Gula will take place for us and for all mankind. May that be speedily in our days and our